Silvers.
But I never dreamed such a thing was possible.
Well, believe me, it surprised a lot of ladies I know. Fact is, I've never heard anything like it myself.
Now, ladies, just what is it you find so amazing?
Huh? Oh, why, Mr. Fleming, it's that new dose you've been talking about. I just can't see how this one granulated soap can do everything in the wash.
Well, does it all right. Does all three kinds of wash. Granny work shirts, dirty towels, right down to pretty rayon slips.
But how in the world can the same granulated soap get greasy work shirts clean?
And grimy towels, snowy white.
And still be really safe for my nicer colored rayon slips.
Well, just you try does, and you'll see what a whiz it is. Remember, does is not just a new improvement of an old soap. It's a brand new kind of granulated soap. In fact, Procter & Gamble worked years developing the secret of the Does formula. So, no wonder Does just can't be compared with those old-fashioned soaps that are meant to do only part of the washing.
Well, my problem is dirty work shirts. Will Does get them clean?
Wonderfully clean, and so easily. Why, you won't have to do any hard scrubbing, no boiling. In fact, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than you Does.
Well, now, my trouble is grimy towels. The youngsters leave them so black, it seems like I never get them white.
Well, Does will show you just how really white those towels can be. Why, Does gets clothes whiter. Far whiter than any number of other soaps.
And I can still trust this same new Does with my pretty rayon slip?
Sure, that's one of the wonders of Does. It's safer, far safer for those nice colors than any of the other leading granulated laundry soaps. Yep, when it comes to whiteness, you've never seen whiter washes than Does gives you. In fact, we're so sure this new Does is the most amazing soap you ever used that we make you this challenge.
Get a box of Does today and try it for just 3 wash days. Then see if any other soap will ever satisfy you again. Prove to yourself what it means to use Does for everything in your wash.
Depths beyond depths when Molly Goldberg takes another life under her protection. But this time she's taken 3. Oriane and David and Mr. Way, ex-convict, ex-swindler, and ex-man from a wealthier world. Right now, he's living with the Goldbergs and opening a chicken farm in order to earn a living. And Oriane's going to be his partner. Just why Oriane should prefer to tie herself to Mr. Way rather than be helped by young Dr. Cater is a mystery that Jake can't fathom. But it's a mystery less profound than the one he's about to discover right now.
So there you're going, Molly?
I got to see to my potatoes, Jake.
I want to hear a word already.
I just have to see to my potatoes.
Potatoes to words. I want to hear a word.
You'll hear everything in a minute. You said
yes, Ma.
Mama's waiting for the psychological moment to tell Papa she's putting Oriane into the chicken business.
With popping money.
Yeah. I think it's a big mistake.
Why, are you afraid that Mama will lose the money?
No, not a financial, a psychological mistake.
Why? Hear me those glasses, Sammy, please. Why, Sammy?
Because I think it's not the best thing for Oriane.
Why, Turkey, you think she's too elegant to sell chickens to hotels?
Now, don't be silly.
Well, then why?
Because the best thing for Oriane would have been to take the position Dr. Cater offered her in the city.
Well, she didn't want it.
Only because she did.
Huh?
Yeah, she's afraid of Dr. Cater.
But there you're going, Molly.
I've got to put my laundry list someplace. I've got
to Sammy, what do you mean that Oriane's are afraid of Dr. Cater?
Well, I mean she's afraid of what might happen.
I don't understand.
Well, that's because you're still an infant.
I'm not an infant. What, Sammy?
Well, Dr. Cater has a disease. It's very catchy. It's called L-O-V-E.
Oh. You're fooling, Sam.
No, he's got it worse than the measles.
Molly, there you're flying now. Like.
I'm not flying. I'm
a kid. I'm
a kid.
Tell me.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, I'm right over there.
You're not flying. What's the matter?
Nothing more.
Huh?
What's the hysterical risk?
Nothing, Ma. Nothing.
Something's with me?
No.
Did you do something to Remy? What did you do to Remy?
Nothing, Ma. Really, you did nothing.
You took my good package?
No, Ma.
You're laughing just for nothing like that?
Uh-huh.
Just for nothing.
Uh-huh.
The left? flat. Very well. Get me the list, Emily. Yes, please.
Okay.
I asked you before for the list.
Okay.
And go see to the potatoes, please. And see if they are softening.
Nobody's hungry yet, Molly. There's plenty of time. Let me hear a word.
No. Yesterday, when Dr. Cater called. Yeah, Rosalie, bring me in the collection of fruit, please. I want to make the salad here. They're standing in the icebox, you see, bananas and oranges and grapefruit. Bring me in a couple oranges and grapefruit and come in. I'll make my fruit salad here.
No.
A sharp knife.
So?
Dr. Cater called yesterday.
That I heard already.
And he had a receptionist position for Oriette.
And
she wasn't here. So I had to go to Matizu before and call her to the telephone. The little knife there?
So
she wouldn't take it.
She wouldn't take it?
Wouldn't take it.
And that's twice she said no to Dr. Cater. Why, if he had a position
My knife, Rosalie.
If she didn't want to move to their house and she said no, all right. But a position in New York.
These are all the names I can think of offhand, Ma.
What names?
Of boarding houses and hotels around here.
For what?
For Oriane.
What do you mean?
I was just approaching the subject, sir.
Doesn't Papa know yet?
Your Papa literally knows nothing.
Tell Rosalie to put a little light in the potatoes, then I'm coming right in to smash them.
Okay, Ma.
So what's the hotel's got to do with Oriane?
For the chicken business, Jay.
What has she got to do with the chicken business? That's Mr. Ray's business.
Yes, Jay, cut. Only half.
What do you mean?
Well, she's a partner, Jay. That's where they are now, Mr. Ray and Orion. They're drawing a partnership papers.
When did all this happen, then?
How long does it take for people to decide? I mean, how long does it take for people to decide? You can decide 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yesterday, Mr. Ray came in. Was it yesterday? Was it the day before yesterday? Yesterday. Mr. Ray came in, and he mentioned something about customers. I mean, if you raise chickens to sell, you have to have customers to sell them to. And to have customers, you have to have a reputation. And when Mr. Ray asked me for the names of the people that run the hotels, like the Shady Lawn and the Brookside and the old Orchard House, so I couldn't say to him, could I say that he was 2 years in prison? I couldn't say it. But I said to him, is he himself going to solicitate?
Solicit?
Yeah, solicit. And I said maybe he wouldn't be so successful because the people in Latin Day are not so friendly to him.
You
see.
The sauce, Mom.
All right, I'm coming, dear.
No,
nothing yet, no. So all of a sudden I remembered, and all of a sudden Mrs. Leland fell in my head. And I thought, how long does it take for people in the village to know already about Ori and Mrs. Leland and David? I mean, they all know that she came into my barn and how they found her and how she walked all the way and how she's all alone in the world and how she's a widow and how she's got such a gorgeous, marvelous, beautiful child. And how long does it take for people to hear? And she's young and she's with a child. And that's why I put 2 and 2 together. And I figured that if she went to solicit the business, so immediately they would listen and they would help her. And that's how.
And that's her entire investment?
That and a little besides.
What?
A little capital.
Where did she get capital?
The potatoes are soft, Rosalie.
Where did she get capital?
Rosalie, I'm coming in to smash.
Where did she get the extra capital?
Well, if you gave it to her, what of it, Ma?
Molly, where did you get capital to invest for her?
Capital. $150. That's capital.
What then is it? Peanuts?
I looked at my sealskin coat, Drake. Like you.
What was that got to do with chickens?
So, I can't have it remodeled. I mean, why should I have it remodeled? It's a stylish stout coat. And why should I put my money in an old coat?
You just said it's a new coat.
It's a new coat, but it's an old coat. I mean, say, darling, in a few months, I'll have back my $150, say.
They're going to make Mama a silent partner, Pa.
Impossible.
Impossible or possible, Molly's going to be head over heels in the chicken business, which means in Mr. Wade's affairs and those of Orianne. And poor Jake Goldberg will have to be the silent partner to the silent partner. You know, a friend of the Goldbergs told me the other day that she judges a laundry soap by the suds it makes. Now, if you judge a soap by its suds, too, tell me, have you ever seen anything equal to the suds you get with new Dove? Now, I know I haven't said as much as I should about the wonderful suds you get with this new kind of granulated soap, because I've been so busy telling you how Dove does all three kinds of wash, from grimy work shirts and heavy towels to pretty rayon undies. But, ladies, when it comes to suds, you can see the difference in Dove right in your own washing machine. In fact, Dove makes more suds, even in hard water, than the four other leading granulated wash day soaps. And these suds build up faster and last longer. Oh, another thing. The suds you get with Dove are a whole lot kinder to your hands, too. In fact, once you try Dove, I bet you won't ever want to go back to your old soap again. Remember, Dove does everything in your wash. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash. The Columbia Broadcasting System.